Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, January 18th, and this is episode 210 of The Big Show. Thank you again for tuning in. I really do appreciate it, and I think we have an amazing show for you this week. I was having a conversation the other day with a friend of mine, and we were talking about the big trends that are shaping digital, that are shaping e-commerce, that are shaping customer experience. And I realized that there are essentially five you need to pay attention to in a big way. There are a couple of others that are consequences of these five, which I'll talk about a little bit in this episode. But there are five driving trends that you want to pay a lot of attention to as we go through 2018 and probably into 2019, probably into 2020 at that point. So I'm going to run these down. You've heard me speak about all of these before. And so this episode is going to have pretty extensive show notes, not all of which I'm going to reference during the voiceover, but which you should check out because there's a lot of links to a lot of posts that sort of show how these all tie together. And the first of these, and the one that I really call trend zero, is mobile. I've said before that it is long past time to stop calling mobile a trend. Mobile isn't a trend. It's a way of life. It's how our customers live their lives today. It's probably true for you. How many of you are listening to this podcast on your mobile phone? How many of you are more than 3 feet away from your mobile phone? How many of you have been more than 3 feet away from your mobile phone for more than the last 5 minutes? The answer is probably not many of you. Probably, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say nobody, right? The fact is we live our lives on mobile. And that's changing customer expectations dramatically, right? I've talked before about how mobile changes behaviors and it changes business models. And increasingly, we're seeing that take real effect in the real world. And I will talk more about that before this episode is out. But one major consequence of mobile is the amount of data that it both consumes and produces. That's why trend number one is data, is the importance of data. Now, the last numbers I've ever seen say that we produce a quintillion bytes of data every day. The fancy name for that, if you're into really computer science-y types of things, is an exabyte. Now, if you're not into computer science-y types of things, that's a gigabyte, which is 1,000 times a megabyte. So a gigabyte times 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000, right? That's an enormous, enormous amount of data. Back when the population of the world was around 3 billion people, the assumption was that everybody on the planet Earth produced a total of about an exabyte every year. Now the population is 7 billion people. And those numbers I just gave you are from 2013. There are now more mobile devices than people in the world. Actually, there have been more mobile devices than people since about 2014. Does anyone think that the amount of data that we're producing, that quintillion bytes, has stayed the same? I don't. Right? That number's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I sometimes joke that nobody knows the actual number because we no longer know how to count that high. The point is, it's an immense, immense amount of data. And you can use that data to shape the messages that you share with your customers. And that's one of the reasons why trend number two comes up. And again, you've heard me talk about this before, but content is king. Now, increasingly, we need to use the data that we're collecting. We need to use the data that our customers leave behind them to personalize that content, to make it more relevant to where they are in their journey. That's why content is king. That's why personalization is king. That's why data is king. That's why mobile becomes so important, because we need to understand where are they physically, right? Don't think in terms of mobile as a device. Think in terms of the situation your customer is in when they're accessing your information, when they're reading your content or watching your videos or listening to your podcast. How can you make it easier for them to accomplish what their goals are? Now, trend three, somewhat related to content, is customer experience. I've said before that content is king and customer experience is queen. Smart companies are using mobile to improve their customer experience. There was an article on Quartz today that said that Starbucks sees over 10% of its business from mobile order and pay. And Dunkin' Donuts, according to the same article, is essentially changing its name. It's shortening it to Dunkin', and its entire experience to try to compete. They're really fighting an uphill battle because Starbucks has done such a great job of accommodating the changing customer where they are, these changing behaviors, that now Dunkin' Donuts basically has to copy everything Starbucks has been doing to try to stay in the game. We know that greater customer experience leads to greater customer retention. We know that greater customer experience leads to greater net promoter scores. We know that greater net promoter scores leads to greater revenue and profitability. These are all things I've talked about before here on the podcast. And so that becomes increasingly important. That, by the way, to circle back to content for a second, is why personalization becomes so much more important and why we depend on that data. Because obviously, if you can personalize your content, if you can have it reach customers at the right moment, you're going to increase their experience with your brand and your business. They're going to increase their likelihood to recommend, their likelihood to tell people about your business. That's going to improve your net promoter score, and that's going to improve your revenues and your overall business. So that's enormously, enormously important. Now, I just mentioned that smart companies are using mobile to improve the customer experience. Well, smarter companies are using data to improve the customer experience. If you look at the things that online travel agencies like Expedia and Priceline are doing to get deeper into the customer value chain, they're creating on-the-go concierges that are mobile-driven and AI-driven to answer guest questions while they're traveling. That's hugely impactful and is going to go a long way to further disintermediating brands. You know, we've talked about before, how is digital going to affect your brand in the long run? This is one of the ways we're seeing it. If you think that customer experience doesn't matter, by the way, take a look at what Facebook is doing. It is theoretically hurting its own business. You've probably saw the news story. You've probably heard a lot about it, how they're removing a lot of news from the so-called news feed so that you see more things from your friends and your family and less from publishing arms, less from companies, etc. But they're hurting their own business, at least theoretically, to improve customer experience. And they're trying to improve customer experience because they're trying to keep people from leaving Facebook. That, again, is a data-empowered decision. They're looking at the data and seeing that people are less satisfied, people aren't coming back as often, people are spending more time on the site but coming back less frequently, and they're using that data to improve the customer experience. Now, of course, when we have content, we have customer experience, we have data, we have mobile, all of that opens up the opportunity for artificial intelligence. Because as, again, I've said before, AI makes big data little. If smart companies are using mobile to improve the customer experience, and smarter companies are using data to improve the customer experience, the smartest companies are using AI to interpret that data so that they can provide the very best experiences. You're aware that Google now uses AI as a component of its search results. It doesn't just want to say, here are the pages that other people have linked to, or here is the content that is getting shared a lot. It wants to be able to say unequivocally, this is high-quality content that is going to be able to answer the questions that you, a customer, has. Amazon's Jeff Bezos has said that AI permeates everything the company does. And it's only going to get bigger as we go forward. This is not a short-term trend. This is a long-term trend. Last week, I went through a bunch of use cases of how B2B companies can use this data to improve things like their content, to improve things like personalization, to improve things like scoring leads and understanding who their most valuable customers are, to do things like improving the messaging and the dialogue that they're having with customers that will, in fact, create a better customer experience. So ultimately, the companies that make use of data effectively, with AI or without, but increasingly with, and do that to create and promote exceptional content and improved customer experiences, that understand where customers are in their journey, that understand their needs, that understand when they're on mobile versus when they're using their mobile phone sitting on their couch in their living room, and can tailor the experience to those needs, those are the companies who are going to win. They will be the new gatekeepers, and if we look at the success of Google and Facebook over the last couple of years, they are the new gatekeepers. They will be the new intermediaries, and they are the new intermediaries. They control access to the customer. When that happens, you really only have three options to compete. You can differentiate yourself to make sure that you are the best option that meets the needs of customers, that people will seek out regardless of who the intermediaries are, regardless of who the gatekeepers are. You can try to go head-to-head up against Google and Facebook and other intermediaries who are making use of those technologies. But let's be fair, that's probably out of reach of all but the very largest companies. Or you can give up. Now, I don't know about you, but I choose option A. So our five trends to recap are mobile, data, content, customer experience, and AI. That's what's going to shape the world that we're going to live in for the next few years. And I personally can't wait to see how great a job you do using those trends to your advantage. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 210. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have this show delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you could provide a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there, I would really, really appreciate it. You can also contact me by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or via email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a wonderful week ahead, and I'll look forward to catching up with you here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Until then, take care, everybody.